Hello, listener. Thanks for tuning in for another podcast episode. I'm going to start to turn things up on the podcast side of it because, as you know, Race Driver Coach Show is another show that I do. But the podcast is for people who can take the lessons or the success strategies, the mental performance techniques from sport, from what I've learned in sport and what I teach in sport, and apply it into your normal life, no matter what you're after. You could be this entrepreneur who's trying to set up a business. You could be a sportsman in a different sport completely. You could be somebody who's just trying to improve their relationships or their mental skills, their mental strength, their mental fitness. That's what the podcast is all about, really. So I want to just copy some of the things I've done from the Race Driver Coach Show, and that's answer your questions. If you've got performance-related questions, I mean, I've got a bank of them now that you guys have sent in that are nothing to do with racing, so they're the ones I want. It's like, how can I overcome X? How can I, not your X, well, we can talk about that if you want, but not X as in whatever the subject is that you're after, the challenge that you need to overcome. And if it's something that I can specialize, that I do specialize in, it's something I can genuinely give you some kind of value and advice on, that's what I want to use the actual podcast for. So, in short, we're going to talk about things that are in real life, but we're going to take the techniques from sport and see if they work for you. And they're going to be practical and easy to use. This is all about mastering you, getting more out of yourself. And I think looking at the world of sport and looking at the world of motorsport, which is where I'm from, obviously, that's a great sport to learn from because it is people pushing themselves in dangerous environments. They've got massive consequences to the decisions they make, which is the same as your life. Your choices are at the epicenter of where you're going to direct your life, where you're going to take it. Every single decision you make is basically putting out another finger post to where you're going to go. Not where you want to go, but where you're going to go. And you know I'm addicted to reverse engineering everything. If we reverse engineer the decisions that we make, then quite often it's the frame of mind we're in that determines what decision we're going to make. If we're fearful and worried and looking at a certain situation where we have got a lot of fear involved in the decision, we're probably going to take the safe decision. Something that doesn't put you in harm's way, but also doesn't really reward you. However, on the other side of that, if you're feeling brave, if you're feeling confident, if you've got your sights set to what you really want, then the decision you make in that time can be completely different if you was in a fear state of mind. So the emotions that we run constantly are the backbone of the decisions we make. So one thing I'm going to talk about a lot in the podcasts is all about emotional skills, emotional mastery, if you like, but really it's intelligence on the emotion side. How can I create emotions that I want when I want them? What do I do with the emotions when they come in, the ones that I don't want, the ones that are holding me back and not helping me in any way? How do I deal with them? I think a lot of things we talk about will come down to that subject. I don't want to keep going over the same subject, but what I'm going to do is show you how emotional control, how you taking ownership of your emotions and the state of mind and the frame of mind you're in from minute to minute or day to day, how that can change your life. So this is going to be mental fitness. That's what I really live for. And that's what I know will make the biggest difference to your life. So going forward, that's what we're going to do. But for today, just a bit of advice for you to run with, just so it's not just me talking at you. How about over the next day or two, you just become very conscious at the kind of emotions that you default to. I mean, you've got plenty of emotions. You know, some people say you've got 27 emotions. Other people say we've got 30 or 40 and they list them all out. We know we've got a lot of emotions that we can access on the whole spectrum. From one end of it would be obviously fear, depression, anxiety, and then you work all your way up to ecstaticness. Maybe that's one. Happiness, excitement, love, and all the ones in the middle. We've got all these we can choose from. But there will be two or three that we, like you, me, individually, that we default to. They're the ones of interest. And over the next few days, I want you just to notice where you spend your time mentally. In terms of not what creates the emotion, we don't want to go that deep yet, but just what emotions do I seem to be using the most? What are my defaults? And you don't need to judge yourself, you just notice you know what, I think I spend, you know, this is what you could be saying, I think I spend at least 3 hours in the emotion of anxiety. And then it does go towards depression a little bit for a few hours, and then back, and it actually goes to anger, and then motivation. And these are the four that I swim in. Can you imagine your life if you did swim in them four? It's interesting to know. Because if you know what emotional state you're in, then you can see why things may be not working out right now. Or if they are, and you can see when you are on fire, you can see when you're doing things right, what kind of emotions you live with then. Interesting to see this. So just over the next few days, over the next week if you want, start to see the pattern of what emotions you default to. And we'll come back to this at a later podcast or the next one, and I'll talk about it again. In fact, we'll do it in the next one. And then we'll talk about how we can start to change this, or if it's helping you or not. Okay? So for now, just watch yourself. Just see where you're going. See where your mind is starting to default to, and then we can talk on in the next podcast. Thanks for listening for now. Speak to you next time.